I'm Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Stephen Isserles has certainly done his part in introducing audiences to the Schumann Concerto. He's recorded it and frequently performs it, but preparing for this series of concerts was the first time he'd returned to it in a year and a half.
There's something about it that just touches me so much, and coming back to it fresh, I just find it the most incredibly moving piece of music. You sort of go through a journey, particularly in the first moment. It's just like this unfolding song and dialogue between the different characters of the orchestra and the cello.
Isserles thinks Schumann's work, especially the music that he wrote during the last troubled years of his life, doesn't get the exposure or respect it deserves. As a boy, Isserles heard recordings of the concerto that had, as he put it, gone in one ear and out the other.
Then I heard for the first time the Casals recording, replete with grunts and things. I mean, he did it in his 80s. And suddenly, I could remember big chunks of the piece. It just made sense in a way other recordings just hadn't at all. So I think that's when I fell in love with the Schumann Concerto.
It's an emotion-filled piece that Schumann wrote just a few years before he tried to commit suicide by throwing himself into the Rhine. But it's a piece that ends joyously.
So it's not a tragic work overall, but it just has those moments that just wrench your insides.
It's very rhapsodic, I think would be a nice word for it. And just totally romantic in that sense. Beautiful, wonderful, searching music.
Philharmonia Baroque music director Nicholas McGeegan says it's also constantly changing.
You sort of think you know what's happening, and then suddenly it has a sort of attention deficit disorder to some extent. But not because Schumann does, but because he's really trying not to give you a smooth ride. It's constantly stopping to smell every rose.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.